Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday. Hope the day is treating you well. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather. I can't believe there's people out there. Oh my gosh, it's going to feel like 97 today. What do I do? I don't know. Have some water and enjoy the heat. You know, because in 3 months, it's going to be, oh my gosh, I have to bundle up. Oh, I have to put a jacket on. I can't wear my flip-flops outside anymore. So enjoy it. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Go to a pool, or you know what, do what I do and just turn the hose on and, you know, make a sprinkler and just, you know, whatever. Enjoy it. Enjoy the heat. Responsibly, obviously, right? Make sure you don't get too much sun. Make sure you're hydrated. But this is awesome. Your car might not think so. I noticed the fan on my car stayed on about 10 seconds after I turned my car off. So I know the cars, it's a little rough on the cars, but beautiful weather. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy this summer, huh? Lots to get to, and we've been talking about this. So my show is what? A week and 2 days old? And for a majority of this show, we've been talking about Raise the Age law that passed in 2017 and why I think it's ridiculous and should be abolished. Well, Assemblyman Pat Jasinski agrees with me, and he is here to explain that to us. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Now, this is something that, you know, I first started talking about it last week after what happened in Albany, 4th of July weekend. Then we had the incident in Cheektowaga. So explain what was the final straw for you to push for this legislation or to abolish this legislation?
Well, as you know, we had co-sponsored this previous to this incident because incidents like these are occurring quite regularly across many communities in Western New York and across the state. And I think anyone that pays attention to the media or social media knows that car theft is a problem. Juveniles committing crimes are problems. And it's getting perpetually worse. And there's basically no consequences or very little to no consequences when many of these 16, 17-year-old juveniles are petitioned to family court for somewhat rather serious crimes that are happening. And as you know, just last week, there was an incident in the town of Cheektowaga, right near Cheektowaga Town Park, where a stolen vehicle was at a gas station. It was occupied by two 14-year-olds and a 16-year-old. The police officers attempted to recover that vehicle and stop these perpetrators. From what I understand, they did not pursue, but the vehicle took off, fled at a high rate of speed right through the Chickawaga Town Park as people were there with their families. Softball games were going on. At the end of the whole thing, it concluded with a collision and sending an innocent man to the hospital. And only by the grace of God are we talking about the issue of what we can do to make the change to stop some of these incidents from happening and not talking about somebody being hurt or killed more severely in the park.
You know, Assemblyman, if someone, you know, my age did something like this, I mean, it was charged as an adult. What's the difference in punishment we see for juveniles who commit a crime and are punished as children and an adult? I mean, something like what happened last week, I imagine I'd be looking at jail time.
Well, absolutely. As you know, the vast majority of these cases end up in family court because of the Raise the Age law. Prior to Raise the Age going into effect a few years back, 16 and 17-year-olds were held criminally accountable as an adult. Now, I can understand and see that we don't want 16 and 17-year-olds routinely locked up and held with adults that have committed very serious crimes. We don't want to see 16 or 17-year-olds that go out to a store and shoplift, make a mistake, break a window, do something that's immature and gets them in trouble. But what we're seeing happening is these juveniles are committing very serious offenses, as you have probably read, gun charges, shootings, stolen cars is a big thing. And when they're sent to family court or petitioned to family court with Raise the Age, there's little to no consequences. So what I am co-sponsoring is two bills that were sponsored by my colleagues. And what one of them does, the first one, would amend the Criminal Procedure Law and the Family Court Act to prevent 16 and 17-year-old adolescent offenders who commit serious felonies from escaping criminal liability and being transferred to family court. And, I think everyone agrees in the community that there has to be some sort of consequences. You see overwhelmingly when you read on social media, people are not happy when they're victimized and then there's no accountability or consequences for those that commit these crimes, no matter what age they are. I'm not saying that with this law that we would be committing every juvenile to detention, but some of the repeat offenders and some that are committing very, very serious public safety offenses, there has to be consequences. And if there's no consequences, that message gets out to others in the community, other children in the community that, hey, look, my friend just stole a car, drove it through a park, and he was out in the same night, and he's back on social media out running around later that night. So what message does that send?
You know, we hear, I'm wondering what kind of support. Obviously, I think it, on the right side of the aisle, almost unanimous support for something like this. Where do you think the support on the other side, your colleagues on the political left? You know, in Albany, I know the Albany County DA said that this needs to be tweaked. We heard that from the mayor in Albany after what happened 4th of July weekend when you had, mm-hmm. Teenagers with flare guns. Do you, at this moment, have support from any Democrats in Albany?
Well, that's what our next objective is, to gain support and traction for this. We're still looking for a Senate sponsor. And obviously we believe this is a nonpartisan issue. Like you said, in Albany just a few days ago after some events that took place 4th of July weekend, they had quite a few incidents with juveniles. There was Democrats in the Albany area more or less calling for the same message that we're calling for right now, that there has to be some sort of change. Again, I believe this should be a nonpartisan issue. We need to start looking at the public safety of our community and the impact on victims. And that has to be set above, what we're doing with offenders And that should be the priority. That's what this is, a step in the right direction for. Again, you know, I believe that this should be a nonpartisan issue. I think everyone knows that there should be some sort of consequences for these crimes. And, you know, without consequence, you're just going to see it happen more and more.
You know, it seems you've got DAs from around New York, not all DAs, but you have DAs that are Democrats in New York that have been saying now for years that not only raise the age, but the bail reform need to be looked at. And it seems like on Democrats in Albany, for the most part, it falls on deaf ears.
Well, that's very accurate. From being out in Albany for my first session, there's quite a faction out there that's very left-leaning, and they strongly believe that what they've changed and the changes they've made in recent years are working. And, you know, we constantly go to argue that case that it's not working. And you look at what's happening in our neighborhoods and our communities, and you point out the problems, and we're trying to work and resolve these issues. And some simple changes such as these bills could make an impact on some of these issues that we're having in our communities. Like I said, I'm not trying to deconstruct the whole system. I understand that, you know, we don't want 16 and 17 year olds locked up or incarcerated at a young age, but we're talking about 16 and 17 year olds and sometimes younger that are committing very serious felony offenses that are, you know, having a significant impact on the communities that they live in. And, you know, kids, families, they deserve to go to the park and not live in fear. And we need to deter these things from happening.
Assemblyman, real quick question. We had Pat Burke on Hardline over the weekend, and he said pretty much the Big Beautiful Bill is awful for New York State. From your viewpoint in the Assembly, do you agree with Pat Burke, or do you think he has it wrong?
Well, I would disagree. I believe there's a lot of misinformation that's going out on the Big Beautiful Bill. You know, in New York State, we've been saying in our last assembly session that New York State's budget is out of control. The spending has been increased dramatically every single year. And the writing was on the wall that New York State is overspending. The budget is way too big. We're overtaxed. We have people leaving our state in record numbers. And the Big Beautiful Bill will do some things to help correct this. As far as Medicaid is concerned, New York State has more people on Medicaid than any other state. We pay the most per person for Medicaid than any other state. And we have the most fraud and abuse going on in our Medicaid system in New York State. So if this Big Beautiful Bill, if the main goal of that is to eliminate the fraud and abuse that's happening and keep Medicaid for valid citizens here, then I'm in favor of it. I think, like I said, there's misinformation and it's being used, you know, as a propaganda tool that you know, anti-Trump sentiment. And I would disagree.
Hey, Assemblyman, appreciate you taking some time this afternoon to join us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you having me on.
That is Assemblyman Pat Szczesinski talking about Raise the Age Law, his look to abolish it. He's co-sponsored a bill in Albany, and also his thoughts on the Big Beautiful Bill. You heard Pat Burke give his point of view, obviously from the political left, on that. And you can find both of those interviews on demand. If you just tuning in and go, oh, I missed the interview, you can find it on demand at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. And you know, to his point with Raise the Age, to me, it just seems like common sense, right? Here's something. We tried something. If I'm in Albany, we tried something and it didn't work. We are seeing you know, teenagers, 16, 17 years old, stealing cars, what we saw in Cheektowaga last week, what we saw in Albany 4th of July weekend. I mean, that's happening more and more, right? We're talking about gun charges. And I mean, gosh, you had a kid with a flare gun. And since they're under the age of 18, the attorney, the district attorney has no choice but to charge them as juveniles, even though in many cases, they have committed adult crimes that, you know, they know what they're doing. You know, at 16 and 17, you know what you're doing, but in the back of your mind, hey, I'll be charged as a juvenile. This will be fine. And you go on and you know, commit the crime. And we've seen this over and over again. And not only does it put the community, right, the communities throughout Western New York and New York State at danger, but you're putting these kids in danger. Because all they're thinking about is, well, I won't get charged to the fullest. Let me go do it. And they're, you know, you're stealing a car and going 90 on the 33. Right? You're driving the car through a soccer field. You're putting hundreds of lives at danger. In danger. But because of your age, you're not going to have to pay the max consequence for that. I think we're going in the wrong direction. And I said this last week. When it comes to punishment at school and when it comes to the law, right? Again, I will tell you, when I was in school, I got a lot of detentions. Now, obviously, that didn't work, right? But that's also because I could serve detention in the morning, at lunch, after school, Saturday, right? Whenever I wanted to serve detention, it was my pick. That's not a real punishment. Hey, sit in this room quiet for 45 minutes. That is, for me, very difficult to do, but I didn't have to miss anything, right? Okay, so I can't go in the afternoon because I have practice. So, I'll have to go in the morning or during lunch. I'll take my pick, right? I get the in-school suspension. Okay, now all of a sudden Joe Beamer's behavior has changed, right? Because I know, okay, I can't get away with this anymore and just get detention. Now, it's just like when the judge in Tonawanda told me, if I see you in this courtroom again, I will not let you plead down to a parking ticket. And to this day, I have not received a traffic ticket, and that was 8 years ago. So 8 years, I have not received a traffic ticket anywhere, not just in Tonawanda, because that judge put a warning out. And by the way, the judge was right. Eventually, if you know, hey, you're going to get the max punishment, you're more likely to avoid breaking the law. There's no, obviously, I'm sure you don't want to, obviously most people don't want to have to spend time in juvenile detention or whatever. But again, it's not the max consequence. It won't be on your permanent record. Some of these things, obviously. So to me, it's common sense, and it's right there with the bail reform. You've got people in Albany who don't want to admit they were wrong, admit they went overboard, and they're just letting this. It's with reform. It's with raise the age. It's with sanctuary state status. I mean, all that stuff. You've got people on the political left that went overboard, and all they want to do is double down. Instead of saying, you know what, you're right. DAs of New York, you're right. Democrat DA in Albany, you're right. Democrat mayor in Albany. You know, when it's finally threatening your town, your jurisdiction, seems like your eyes open up. But unfortunately, in Albany, you've got too many people that just want to double down on their mistakes. And that's not just a New York Democrat Party issue. I mean, it's nationwide. We saw for 4 years the Biden administration doubling down on relaxing laws at the border and the issues that's caused. So I hope this is successful. I hope there's enough Democrats in Albany that, see the problem and say, you know what, it is time to repeal this. It's time to abolish this and go back to letting a judge, letting a district attorney decide if, and make the punishment fit the crime. I'm pretty big on the punishment fitting the crime. And again, you got to scare these teens that want to break these laws, steal cars. You got to scare them knowing you're going to get the maximum punishment. You can't hide behind mom and dad anymore. Yes, you're 16, but you stole a car, put other people in danger. You're going to be punished like an adult. Yeah, I think that will deter many teens away. Not all, but many teams away. And again, if you break the law, you should have to serve the appropriate punishment. 803-0930, star 930. Would love your thoughts on that. Also, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Again, thanks to Assemblyman Pat Szczesinski for joining us. If you missed that interview, make sure you check it out at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. And like I said, I hope that he is successful. I hope that you have people on the left side of the aisle come to their senses and say, hey, you know what? We were wrong. We need to reform this. You know, we need to take a look at the bail reform in the meantime. Like, you know, let's do both. Why not? Now, I got to tell you, so there's a lot of stuff in the news about grocery stores and government ownership here in New York. That is Mamdani's plan in New York City to have city-run grocery stores. Now, if we know anything about government-run anything, well, we know that it can be a mess. Example. I live in Clarence Center, right? My parents live in Amherst, okay? My parents have never lived in Clarence Center. They've never lived in my house. I am repeatedly getting their mail, their junk mail, and their important mail, bills. It comes to my house, including today when either a statement or a check, something from an account my grandmother had, got sent to my house. but my parents don't live at my house. We have gone to the post office. We have sent a change of address form. Nothing has changed. For 2 years now, we are getting pieces of mail either forwarded to my house or addressed to my house because the post office has sent it back and the place has changed the address in their system. This has led to massive confusion. There was something a few months ago where my mom was trying to purchase something and she kept getting declined because it said that her address was wrong. Because the card she was using had sent a statement, it had been returned by the post office with this address, and they changed everything in their system. And again, we have gone to the post office, waited at the post office, filled out forms. Nothing has worked. And these are the people we want to run the grocery stores in New York City? I mean, seriously, for the people out there that think the answer is just more government, we just want the government to keep holding your hand. Take a look at the USPS. And by the way, we have a lot of carriers that listen. This is nothing against the carriers, right? You're just delivering what's on the envelope. I'm not blaming the carriers. I've always had nice conversations when I run into carriers. So I don't want anyone to think that I am making this about the carriers, because we know you listen and we love that you listen. But the people in charge, how does this continue to happen? And it gets worse. The top 10 states where your mail is most likely to be lost. New York comes in second with an average of 12,631 pieces of mail lost per 100,000 citizens. Can you believe that monthly that much mail is getting lost in New York on average? The only worse state is Colorado. But we have people out there that want the government to be in charge of more. You want more government in your life. I can't understand that. For the life of me, I can't understand why you would invite more government in more aspects of your life. It's like I said yesterday, we have so many people out there, especially my age, that just want the government to hold their hand through life. And that was not what the government was ever intended to do. So, you know, before we have these ideas like in New York City about city-owned grocery stores, you know, why don't we, instead of reforming the bail, why don't we reform the post office? I mean, why don't we, and I've said this time and time again, we don't need mail 6 days a week. It's not 1980. It's not 1992. It is 2025. And more times than not, when I'm not getting my parents' mail, the most important thing that comes in the mailbox is the coupons. You know, it's a lot of junk mail. Surprisingly, a lot of stuff for homeowners, and I don't own a home, so I'm surprised that I've never understood that. If you're spending money on sending junk mail out there, don't you know the places that are, you know, townhouses? Like, no one in my complex owns their place, and everyone gets these mailers for home improvement homes. Like, I can't, if I wanted to, I couldn't do that to my house. Why are you sending me this? But it's a lot of junk mail. And I don't think it's crazy to think we could go down to 5 days a week. At least. You don't need mail on Saturday. And if you did, you could use one of the other great services we have. But why? I just don't understand in government-run things why they make it so difficult. Like, it's like every time you try to do something through the post office, the DMV, the IRS. It's like trying to build something in the city of Buffalo. It just runs into more and more problems. You know, we've got the issues at the post office. Tim Winger was telling me about a situation at the DMV. He's been there now twice in a couple of weeks, which, I mean, God bless him, right? And this is no offense to Clerk Mickey Kearns. He's done a great job with the appointments and making things more streamlined. But there's only so much he can do, right? The DMV, you walk in there, and, you know, it's paper. It's a ton of paper. You got to get your number. You got to wait in line. You got to take the day off of work. It's like going to traffic court. I just don't know. In 2025, when almost every aspect of your life has been made easier thanks to technology, the government still wants everything to run paperwork, a packet of paperwork. We live in a state, we have a county executive that tells you how much we're gonna follow the Paris Climate Accord. But yet you do anything through the county and you've got to fill out a packet of stuff, you know, just to get a PIN. It's so anti, you know, what everyone else is trying to do, trying to be more efficient, right? You try to be more efficient at your business in the private sector. It seems like the government's the complete opposite. Now, I know DOGE is trying their best, and they have in Washington. But the stuff that you and I see every day, I mean, it's going to take years to reform. The stuff you and I see every day, it is just the least efficient way. And, I mean, I think we know part of that is we have to make sure everyone has a job, right? We got to make sure we have jobs for people when they run an election but don't win. We need to make sure that the party boss can place them in a job. We got to make sure there's, you know, 200 positions at the Water Authority for when someone decides to retire and their staff needs to find a place to land. So we have all these meaningless jobs that we need to make people feel important. We need to find a way to get a paycheck. It's just so inefficient. I mean, just take a look at anything run by the government and point to anything that currently is run efficiently or something that the private sector couldn't do better. 803-0930, star 930. Stacy's in Derby. Stacy, you have experiences with the post office?
I am, because I'm a big mailer. I am one of these radical pro-lifers, and we mail out newsletters, and I spend lots of money, first class, pre-sorted, on mail, and it's important to us. And what I have found and what I know from my own personal, because I'm an attorney, I run my own business and I run not-for-profits. We give hundreds and millions of hours away running the lighthouse. We're community doers. But here's the thing. I could say over a year, I might have upwards of 1,000 pounds of mail that I don't want. Catalogs, I get 10 catalogs every other month from L.L. Bean and Lands End. Now, the reason that happens and the reason it's inefficient is because the post office people cut deals with these people. They can mail a catalog out for a few pennies, while if I want a first-class letter to go out, it's going to cost me, like, now, I don't know if it's 83 cents, so it just bumped up. But if I want good, solid delivery, and I get great delivery, and I love the carriers, I love the post office, but they have these deals cut where they're losing money because you can't be delivering all this junk mail that a lot of people don't want, and a lot of people don't get it. And it's tons of it. Oh, you send one, send a few bucks for a mass offering, and next thing you know, we got 20 things, but they're paying a pittance. If they upped a few pennies, they would be highly efficient. That's number one. And number two, I don't know if you're a TV watcher. During COVID, we watched TV, and we discovered Hallmark. I'm not a Hallmark crazy, but they have a series called The Postables that actually talks about people who work at the dead letter office. And they have very interesting messages. It's written by Martha Williamson, who was the author of Just Touched by an Angel. They all have like great messages in them. And if you could listen to the introductions on some of these about, you know, the value of a letter, and for kids to actually take a pen in hand and write a thank you note to their grandma in writing instead of these stupid cell phones that they can't detach themselves from, and the benefit of first-class mail, there's nothing like it. But I know that many years ago, when I was really upset with the post office, I found out that the CEO, who was on the take like a lot of these CEOs, get $25 million a year, they spent a fortune moving this guy from one place to another. It was in the multi-million. So I think it needs a shakedown. I think it needs a doge. But I think that the United States Post Office is a blessing, a godsend. And 6 days a week for me is wonderful, because I do important mail. And by the way, for Lighthouse, I'll tell you a little story. We had gotten sponsors for the tall ships, or one of the sponsors, the Basil, sent us a payment. And it, instead of going to our post office box on William Street, it was misdirected with the zip code to Riverside. Someone in that post office, you know, got their box number, same box number. They cashed a $10,000 check.
Oof.
I don't know how you go into a bank and cash it. And so we complained to the bank, and we complained to the post office, how this guy get it. Nobody wanted to investigate it. I mean, that's, somebody stole $10,000, and the other people, the Basils, were great people. They said, we'll just rewrite the check. But look at that. Isn't that weird, eh?
That is. Stacey, how much would you say you spend on sending out those letters a year?
Probably $2,500.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean,
I do it, but we do it. We have volunteers, and I do it first class, because when we did bulk mail, it's too much for the average bear to comprehend. Now, I know there's companies that will help you with that because of the time we donate. I never get paid for any of my jobs, you know, than my legal work. That's what we have to do. Unfortunately, we rely on volunteers who, you know, stamp, seal, you know, insert and everything. But that's who we are. But we spend that kind of money. But I know this one company that sends these catalogs out to the Lighthouse, to Right to Life and everything, these catalogs weigh a pound and a half, and they probably pay 5 cents to mail. That's what they give them breaks. And you know what? All they have to do is say, raise the postage up to these guys with these cut deals, 3 cents, 4 cents. And you know what? You'd be profit making. It's a very simple equation.
It is. Stacey, the only thing I would say is I agree with you about, hey, writing letters, you know, have kids write letters instead of sending text. Anything to get their eyes off a screen for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. However, I still think we could have a very reputable post office and only have 5 days of delivery. That is the one hill I'm standing on.
Well, my answer is make it profitable first. Up the ante with the people that get ridiculous deals for. I mean, I'll tell you, if I have 1,000 pounds from January of junk mail, I don't want. I have that money, and they're not paying anything, but I'm paying $2,500 a year. And my thing is, okay, first fix the rates, and then we can talk about delivery. How about that? That a good deal?
Stacey, I'm all for talking about the rates first. I agree with you. I appreciate the insight, Stacey, someone who spends a lot of time working with the post office, sending stuff out, and drops a pretty penny for it as well. 803-0930, star 930. I do agree with her. Like, when my son is of age, like, I do agree. You know, writing stuff out, writing letters. It's anything's better than, you know, than the increased screen time. And I told you how upset I was this is going to sound ridiculous if you're hearing this for the first time, but how upset I was at Chuck E. Cheese. We went for my nephew's birthday, and, you know, they got rid of the band. And what did they replace the band with? More screens. I mean, now it's just, it's a bunch of screens. Obviously, the games are mostly screens, unless you're playing, you know, the old-fashioned games. Everything's in front of a screen. I saw a thing at McDonald's Play Place now, and they got rid of the slides at one, and it's just like a tablet on the wall. So, hey, I agree. The less screen time, if you can get those eyes away from a screen for 15, 20 minutes, I know how difficult it is, believe me, but if you can get those eyes away from a screen for 15, 20 minutes, I think that's worth it, 100%. 803-0930, star 930. But I mean, that has been my thing with the mail, with the post office. It is run by the government, and anytime I hear one of these democratic socialists say they want more control of the government, they want the government to control more of your everyday life, I just say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's pump the brakes here. You want more things in life to be run like the post office? That sounds crazy to me. And then I ask the question, could private sector run the post office better? It's a question. I mean, if you have something really important, right? I get Stacy, you know, she sends stuff out to everyone, right? She sends a bunch of stuff out. But if you had something very important to send, I mean, I'll go with this. If, you know, I got a letter from the president, thanks to my congressman for my grandmother for her 100th birthday. Do you think we're going to send that via USPS? Absolutely not. We actually hand delivered it, but you get my point. Like that, I would have used one of the other carriers with an insurance package and everything before the USPS, because we're losing over 12,000 packages a month here in New York State. So before you want to talk about more things we can get the government to run, right? How about we look at what the government's already running and try to get that, you know, a little more efficient. Let's eliminate some of the paperwork. My gosh, all the paperwork. Who's looking at all that paperwork? Seriously, who's going through all that freaking paperwork? I'd love to know. 803-0930, *930, that gets you on the show. I'd love to know your experiences with the post office, because, you know, someone in the text board goes, well, Joe, couldn't you just take it to your parents? Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. But should there be a middle person? My parents, you know, they pay taxes. I mean, my mom works from home, for crying out loud. How about if one of her important things for work gets sent to me? It's ridiculous. The answer shouldn't be, well, you can take it to your parents. Well, no. They should get their mail. I should get mine. It would make sense if a letter of mine accidentally went to my parents. You know, I lived there for over 10 years. My gosh, probably closer to 15 years, right? Okay, that makes sense. That was my address at one point. This was never their address. So why am I continuing to get their mail? I just don't get it. I do have to say, before we go to break, it is the ninth birthday, or the ninth anniversary, of one of the cringiest things I've ever heard. Let's take you back to the campaign in 2016 and this cringy statement from candidate Hillary Clinton.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, still as cringy as it was 9 years ago. Joe Beamer back after this. Hey, welcome back. Hour number two on this Tuesday. 803-0930, *930. Gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone here on the text board talking about the USPS. We just had a wedding and half the invitations didn't even get delivered. Thank God we called a 2 week before just to check. Really? It's unfortunately more common to hear stories about things not getting to people. And this is government efficiency. Another text on the text board. My dad died 17 years ago, never lived at our address, still get mail for him. I mean, they might want to check. He might also still be voting. Who knows the way things are going? 803-0930, *930. You know, one of my, it's not my favorite things to talk about, because I wish it was different. I wish this wasn't common. But in the news today, you heard it this morning with Susan and Brian, the Shays expansion plans have been tabled. Who could have seen this coming? A tale as old as time. Buffalo development put on hold again. Now, if you are hearing this for the first time, the Buffalo Planning Board has tabled plans for Shays Performing Arts Center expansion after several concerns were raised by the owner of the building next door. Now, going through the complaint. The owner of 622 Main Street sent lawyers from Phillips Lytle to speak to the public hearing, quote, one of the concerns are the blocking of residential windows as well as the back entrance, which would make it difficult for visitors or tenants to find the location of that entrance. There's also really no specific details or even information today that was disclosed regarding how access to the back entrance will be managed during construction. Okay, so those are concerns of the building owners next to Shays. I mean, the people at Shays Buffalo, before you didn't talk to the people in the surrounding areas? You just rushed this plan? And now the planning board has this plan. They've put it on pause. And, you know, no offense to the building next door, right? I understand you've got tenants. You don't want to lose tenants. But Shays, it's just like with the Bisons, in my opinion. It is a consistent downtown. Now, I'm not, you know, a big arts guy. But, you know, my wife likes going to shows at Shays. It's very popular, right? They get some of the big shows touring to come to Buffalo. I have nothing against Shays. Like I said, it's very consistent. And now the city of Buffalo, again, pushing back on one of the consistent entities that brings people downtown. I mean, when we talk to restaurants downtown, they say, you know, well, we got to be open for the Shays shows. It's when we see an increase in business. Shays shows and sporting events. And concerts, obviously, at the arena. But that is one of the big influx of business is a show at Shays. I mean, these plans are put in, and now the city of Buffalo is holding back, saying, oh, wait a minute. How are you going to have access to the entrance of this, the back entrance of this building? You know, again, I don't want to come across as unreasonable, but you know, I lived at a place for 2 years where the front entrance was never open. Now I know that was for security concerns at night, but it was never open. There's no access to it. We only had one entrance into our building, and we did just fine. We did just fine. But it's just. You know, if this was the only time this had happened, you go, oh, okay, they'll figure it out. But is anyone like me, and this is just going to end up with these beautiful expansion plans that we were talking about and everyone was cheering on, and it's just going to go away? Doesn't that seem like the Buffalo way? Okay, there's a complaint from next door. Hey, we've asked if Shays could do this, this, and this. And then Shays will just throw their hands up and go, you know what, never mind. You know what? Can't do it. Same happened with the Bisons. The Bisons wanted to have a party area outside the stadium. Again, the only consistent summer entertainment downtown. If it weren't for the Bisons, there wouldn't be fireworks on 4th of July weekend in Buffalo. Okay? You want to talk about sad and pathetic. The city of Buffalo would not have professional fireworks if it weren't for the Buffalo Bison. Yet, because of a 4-foot difference, the Buffalo Bisons got denied something they wanted to fund, by the way. They weren't asking the city for money. They wanted to fund it. And the city of Buffalo said, yeah, you can't do that. Sorry. And now, I mean, Shays, again, this is on delay to the next hearing. But I've seen this movie before. We've all paid admission numerous times to see this money, and many of us have fallen for it numerous times, right? And what will happen is there'll be pushback and pushback and pushback, and then these will just be nice drawings, right? This will be like the Rays Stadium in Tampa Bay. It was nice drawings, looks nice, not going to happen, right? Name failed project. This is the Skyway cut in half for bikes. Remember that? Someone got $100,000 for that proposal. We are becoming, and I know I beat this drum on a regular basis. The city of Buffalo is becoming the place where ideas go to die. I mean, the amount of drawings I have seen of things that were going to be downtown Buffalo that never happened. I mean, let's forget about the dome in Lancaster, okay? That never happened either. But the drawings of these beautiful things that were supposed to happen downtown, right? Downtown it reimagined. The Skyway reimagined. Oh my gosh, this is going to be wonderful. And that's all it becomes. We could go to the History Museum and they could do an exhibit of just drawings of what were at the time approved development proposals. That would probably be a two-floor exhibit. I mean, and you can add, not yet, but I've seen this track. I have seen this track before. I know the path we're going down. Shays will get upset. Shays will get tired of waiting, and they're just going to throw the plans out the window. Right? We've seen it before, and we could add that to this exhibit. We could add the Buffalo Pro Soccer Stadium to the exhibit. Now, again, I think it was dumb to ever have that as the spot you were going to play, but it's a drawn-up proposal that was approved and then went back on. Numerous things I saw that had to do with the Odd. Remember when they were going to put a big event center in the Odd? All these plans. Now, again, none of those were approved, so it kind of goes back on what I was saying. But all the Odd reimagined and the stuff they were going to do there, it was going to be a place that brought people in. It was going to be a destination. Hotels, shopping, water park. No, we let it get ruined by the October storm, and then it sat there for another 4 years before we tore it down. And now the hole from the Odd is still sitting there, but don't worry, it'll be filled in soon. We need to go out to the thruway, and where it says Buffalo and All-America City, we need to put Buffalo where development projects go to die. Until something changes. Because you got to give credit to the Pagulas. I know everyone wants to rag on the Pagulas because of the Sabres, but Harbor Center, right? That's where, you know, talk about a destination. If you play hockey or you're a hockey fan, that's become a destination, right? The Labatt House, that building was crumbling. They redeveloped that. It's a destination, especially before a hockey game. Why were they able to get this done with no issue? Yet everything else seems, if the city of Buffalo is involved, it hits a snag somewhere. And then it's steel beams that never were completed. Right? It's another empty building. Or it's something in 6 months that failed and moved out. And it's real unfortunate. It's real unfortunate because I'm the kind of sucker that I see these plans for some kind of new development downtown, and I'm like, I get excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, this will be so much fun. And then I have to remember, no, this is Buffalo, and there's a, you know, 10% chance that it's actually going to happen. But, you know, hey, I'm cheering for Shays, not because I'm a big fan of the arts or anything. I'm cheering for Shays just because it is a consistent place that brings people downtown. And you want downtown to be your economic center. You want the city of Buffalo to thrive, because when Buffalo thrives, we all thrive. But too often, Buffalo gets in their own way. And this is a discussion I would love to have on my segment tomorrow, Joe and a Democrat. We'll find a better title. You know, we're working on it, Tanner. But we're hoping that tomorrow starts my weekly segment with an elected Democrat. Unfortunately, I have yet to have an elected Democrat sign up to be part of the segment. But because I love you, the audience, so much, I'm going to fight as hard as I can to make sure this segment happens. We have to have one segment, and then I do think it will start flowing and the word will get out there. And then next thing you know, Sean Ryan's on the show. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. 803-0930, star 930, if you want to join the show with anything. Now, you know, I'm a huge sports fan, right? I love sports. I love baseball. I love college football. I love football. By the way, August 6th, I'll be picking my seats to the new stadium. Can't wait for that. But the one thing that I can't, you know, for me, sports is a getaway from politics and from reality. And I think after what we've all been through in life, we are owed an escape from politics, an escape from reality. And for some reason, the liberal sports media is trying all they can to shove politics in our face, even during sporting events. This happened yesterday afternoon. It was the All-Star Game press event with Pat McAfee, and a sports media member who sounds like they were wearing a mask asked this question of Pat McAfee, Dave Roberts, and some of the other people standing on stage. Again, just, I don't want to say unhinged, but a little unhinged. Here's what it sounded like.
Hold on, you got a little something playing in the background. I have it turned off on purpose.
Oh, Tanner, good call. Thank you. Here is what it sounded like.
There is a law on the books here in Atlanta that is a voter suppression law that that Joe Biden has called Jim Crow of the 21st century. Dave, in 2021, in the MLB Network special, you said it's about being relentless with our voices and speaking up, and this is not an isolated moment, and it needs to be something talked about on an ongoing basis and being relentless with it. What happened to being relentless with our voices, and why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
What? Atlanta is detained the most journalists by ICE, according to this reporter. Who invited this buzzkill to this press event? I mean seriously. I'm sorry. I am so sick of people that they just want, they have to be the buzzkill. And they're, you know these people. They're not just in media. You know these people. They sit there and they wait for their opportunity to say something to just kill the party because they're miserable in their own existence. That's what this person sounds like. Someone who is just miserable in their own existence. Well, let's take a look at the Election Integrity Act of 2021. This was the one that Joe Biden got all upset about, and the MLB moved the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. Now, I'm no fan of the Braves as a Mets guy, but I was against the league doing it. I think they attempted to right their wrong by bringing it back because they were wrong to kick it out. Because, by the way, before we even get into the Election Integrity Act of 21, did you realize that more people took part in early voting that midterm than ever before? So the Election Integrity Act that we were told was, and I'm going to quote, was referred to as Jim Crow laws, actually ended up letting more people vote early than ever before because they expanded the early voting. They actually gave you more opportunity to early vote, okay? But let's go through this act, all right? So it starts off by replacing signature matching on absentee ballots with voter identification requirements. Yes, we should all have to use some type of ID to vote. And by the way, to say that it's racist to have voter ID laws is racist because you are assuming that minorities can't get IDs. And that's just not the case. So you're saying that, I mean, I get ID'd for cough medicine, you know, for a whole bunch of stuff. Is it racist to assume? I mean, seriously, if you're at the grocery store and someone gets ID'd for alcohol, you're going to say, well, that's racist to assume that, to assume I have my ID. No, it's crazy. And again, you say that because you want us to not talk about it. It's not right. Everyone should. And if there were, if in New York State, voter IDs were necessary, right, and you needed some type of permit, of license, I would assume there'd be a type of official ID, which I think there already is, a non-driving ID that you can get for free, right? Those exist. So stop with the, it's racist to ask for a voter ID. Do you know the signature of mine they have on record looks nothing like I signed today? And I've never been denied my early voting ballot. So it's crazy. It also limits the use of ballot drop boxes. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. We shouldn't have ballot drop boxes sitting all over the place. Now you get 3 weeks because this expands early voting. You have 3 weeks to vote early, including Saturdays and Sundays. So again, it gives you more opportunity to go vote. It bars officials from sending out absentee ballot request forms. It reduces the amount of time people have to request an absentee ballot. Oh my gosh. Increases voting stations or staff and equipment where there are long lines. Makes it a crime for outside groups to give free food or water. I mean, what is wrong with this law? And again, over 99% of people said they had no issues voting once this law was put in place. This bill made absolute sense, and it was ridiculous for the pushback it got in 21. Again, fueled by Joe Biden's misinformation. See, that can work both ways. And it was wrong of the MLB to remove the All-Star game from Atlanta and take that money, you know, take the money from the stadium workers, from the businesses that were depending on that extra week. So the MLB going this year, kind of right and wrong, and that journalist just so stuck in their liberal talking points. An absolute buzzkill. It really is. And you know what? I'm sick of politics. The left always just trying to drag politics into sports. Let me have my sports. You know, I get your talking points shoved in my face on a regular basis. I don't need it while I'm watching a game. I don't. And like I said, I like to enjoy sporting events with people from the left, people from the right. I'm not going to sit there and talk politics the whole time. I'm there to enjoy the game. I think we're owed that as a society. We work our butts off. Right, we have this stuff shoved in our face all week. If I want to tune out and watch a 2 or 3 hour baseball game, I think I'm owed that. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, I want to hear your experience trying to get McCartney tickets. It's Beamer on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This Wings? Yeah. Welcome back. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, the Paul McCartney tickets. I want to get into that, but first, I just want to kind of put a cap on the last segment because someone said, you make terrible analogies. Alcohol and voting are separate things. Yeah, I get it. I get it. My point is there are more things in life than voting that you need an ID for than voting and driving. Yes, voting is a right, and everyone has that right to vote. And if it, in New York State we did the right thing and required IDs for voting, then I guarantee this state, where we give free lunches away, which, by the way, nothing's free, I guarantee this state would give IDs to everyone. Everyone, if you don't have a driver's ID, you would get a state ID. By the way, Georgia, the state that we were talking about last segment with the Election Integrity Act of 21, Georgia offers free identification for voters. North Carolina offers free IDs for voters. Ohio offers free IDs for voters. By the way, most states with voter IDs laws, if not all of them, has a process to give you a free photo ID for voting. So that's a terrible argument. And if New York State did the right thing, by the way, I think the federal... And I'm not one to say the federal government should take over things, but I think it should be, if for federal elections, you should have to show an ID. Like, that's not that crazy. To ask for, you need an ID to, most people, if you don't have direct deposit, you need an ID to cash a check, right? So to sit there and say that we can't allow voter ID, it's to me, it's not a valid argument. And yes, I would be 100% support. By the way, former Congressman Brian Higgins, who is now with Shays, which we talked about last segment, he at a time, I'm not sure where he stands now, but there was a time where he supported voter ID laws, because I remember talking about it on Hardline. And he said part of that process would be providing every citizen with a free photo ID. So I don't think it's crazy to require that. And to make sure you know, that American citizens are who's voting in the elections. Again, this is one of those things that should be bipartisan, but because we live in the age of, well, Trump wants it, so I don't want it. Trump said it, so it must be wrong. We just have to be, a hard divide over every little topic. And it's exhausting, isn't it? It makes politics very exhausting. And, you know, it's why I like talking about it and would never want to be involved in it. 803-0930, star 930. So I get into work this morning, and I see that a member of our sales team and Brian Mazurowski both are in the queue for Paul McCartney and trying to get Paul McCartney tickets. Now, the queue is thousands and thousands of people. So I said, wow, you guys are dedicated. Then I go online, and, you know, when I get in around 10:30. I go into one of these studios, and I bring up, you know, every social media app, every, you know, local media, everything. I got everything opens up as soon as I turn on the computer. And log into the computer. Turn on the computer sounds so old. Well, I went and turned on the computer. I have to work on this, I know, because I'm getting too easily distracted. But do you remember when you would have to shut down the computer and you'd have to wait and the screen would say, it is now safe to turn off your computer? Then finally they got to the process where the computer would just turn itself off when it was okay. But I remember the first computer we owned was a compact Presario. And Windows 95 is shutting down. It was that graphic. And then it would just be a black screen with orange letters. It is now safe to turn off your computer. I don't know why that just jumped into my head. Anyway, I log onto the computer and I'm seeing several stories on social media about people in the queue to purchase Paul McCartney tickets. So I'd love to hear, I know we don't have much time left, but I'd love to hear your experience. Did you attempt to get McCartney tickets today? Did you get stuck in the queue? And the big question, did you actually get tickets? How much did you buy? How much did you pay? 803-0930, star 930. You know, back in the day, it used to be a really fun process to go get tickets. Do you remember this? I remember, and I know I'm going to get laughed at by the audience, but, you know, getting in line for Backstreet Boy tickets for the Millennium Tour and the Black and Blue Tour. And you had Tops would have tickets. The movie rental place in the Walker Center, can't remember the name of the place, they had tickets. I believe Penny's had tickets. Or you could call the 1-800 number. And I can't remember if it was, I think it was for Black and Blue. We had a system set up, right? We went to the grocery store and my dad called on his office phone. And we all got tickets. But, you know, back in the day, you could put the tickets in the paper. And they would, I mean, you get calls lighting up your phone. That's what we need to go back to. Waiting in line. I remember not only, the first time it mattered when you got there, right? You would have to get there wicked early and stand in line. Then they said, well, you know, whatever. We're going to just give you a number when you get here. And then we'll pick a number from where the line starts at that number. And we got really lucky, because it was very close to our number that got picked to start. And you get in line with all these people. You weren't staring at your phone. You weren't staring at your screen. You were in line talking with other people. Some people would get a little too excited and start singing. I don't want any of that. And, you know, you'd be in line. You'd get your tickets. You knew what you were going to pay. They would usually have, like, the board at customer service, you know, with the layout of the arena and what each section cost for this event. Do you remember those days? Those were fun days. That's when getting tickets was fun. That's when flying was fun. You know, everything was fun back then. It was a fun experience. And then you get home and, you know, you go, did you get tickets too? Oh my gosh, so did we. Look at that. 803-0930, star 930. Jackie is in Buffalo. Jackie, you put yourself in the queue this morning?
Yes, and I watched it count down, you know, for the seconds, and when it popped up, you know, 10 a.m. in 1 second, and I was like 20,000 in the queue.
Oh, my gosh. How long did it take you to get from 20,000?
It really was only about 20 minutes. But, you know, the thing that was just really aggravating was is that the whole time you're watching it, you know, go down, it's telling you, this is ridiculous. There's still tickets left for $34.50. And then there's still tickets left for $168. And I'm thinking, oh, this may work out. I had given myself a limit of about $350. And after that, I was kind of going to be out of the game. But so finally, it was about 20 after 10. And there were probably about 10 sections that I could click on to look for seats. And there was nothing under like $795.
Now,
I did not buy tickets.
You say $795, Jackie. What sections are we talking about for that price?
They were all in the 300s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I know. I really thought, you know, and like I said, they're just teasing you with the $34.50 and the $168. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a lot of baloney. But
now, anyways. Have you ever seen Paul McCartney?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
So I'm gonna try again on Friday. So we'll see what happens. But
well, Jackie,
I'm gonna get my hopes up.
I wish you nothing but the best. I hope you have a better experience Friday.
You know what, Joe, and I meant to start with this. I wish nothing but the best for you because I've been listening to you for years, and I'm so happy and so proud that you got your own show. It's phenomenal, and I have you on every day.
Well, Jackie, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the kind words, and I hope there are McCartney tickets in your hand Friday.
I hope so, too. I'll call you back.
Thank you, Jackie. I look forward to it. Jackie in Buffalo, 803-0930, star 930. I mean, did you hear 700-some dollars in the 300 level? I saw Mazurowski, the cheapest he could get was $600 in the 300 level. And then, you know, I mean, some of these ticket prices on the floor, I mean, we're talking more to sit on the floor for the McCartney show than I'm going to pay for my personal seat license at the new Bill Stadium. And I get it. It's McCartney. It's you know, for a lot of people, it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, I mean, a lot of people I've heard that are like Jackie going, attempting to get tickets. They didn't see him last time he was here. They've never seen Paul McCartney before, you know, and let's be honest, most likely this is the last time he's coming through Buffalo. Now, you say that at 83, I mean, what's his name is still touring. Frankie Valli, right? He's still touring. He's on his encore tour at 90 something. Neil Sedaka toured until his late 80s. So maybe not, but most likely, I think we can probably safely say there's a 90% chance this is his final time in Buffalo. And let me tell you, if a ticket fell in my lap, yeah, I'd go. But I cannot justify spending $600, $700, $800 to sit in the seats that I paid $22 for a Sabres game. And this is something I'm going to want to bring up tomorrow. But is there an event, is there an artist, a sporting event, where you have set no ceiling? I am very interested in that because for me, as much as, you know, I mean, I would love to, I've always gone back and forth on this. Would I love to see the Bills in the Super Bowl or do I want to watch it from home? I think I'd probably want to watch it either from home or, you know, out with people here in Buffalo. But I'm trying to think of, is there anything where there is no set ceiling? And I just can't imagine that. You know, last week I was talking about Wimbledon and how much I would love to go, and see Wimbledon, even if it's not the final, just go see the pros on grass. There's no ceiling, right? I can't say there's no ceiling. Like, obviously, I'm not going to max out credit cards to go see Wimbledon. Like, for me, I can't think of any event where there is no ceiling. I know for a lot of people out there, this is probably the closest that you'll get to having a very high ceiling. I mean, even Jackie said what? Her max was 360, 400. I mean, I don't even think I could set that for Paul McCartney. And I realize it's Paul McCartney. But, I mean, 400, that's like a third of what I'm paying for the Bills tickets this season. And again, on the floor, you got tickets going for a single ticket going for more than what two PSLs are going to cost me at the new stadium. So I'm interested to see how this goes. I know this was just the first presale. Interested to see how we get there on Friday. And good luck to everyone who's trying. It was it's very fun to follow this on social media, and I'm looking forward to more as the week goes on. I'm also, if you've been through your stadium experience, And if you guys want to give me a heads up on what to expect, joe.beamer@wben.com. I'd be very interested to hear what that experience is like for the new Bills stadium. I just got my email yesterday, and I was very excited. It says, you're on the clock. And I go, oh my gosh, what, next week? No, August 6th. All right, well, I'll be ready. I'll also be ready for Tom Bowerly. He's coming up next. Hey, Tom.
Joe Beamer.
What?
You didn't lose your wedding ring again, did you?
No, I didn't. It's not on my finger because I was running out of the house this morning, but it is in my possession.
Oh, you take it off at night?
I do take it off at night, yeah. Because thanks to Awaken 180, it's very loose on my finger now.
Somebody better see a jeweler, that thing taken care of.
I know, I do. But yeah, it's very wobbly, and I usually put it on when I'm walking out the door, and today was just one of those days.
Well, people at Scanlon's, sponsors of the radio station, I'm sure if you stop by, Todd, Brady, they're going to take care of you, okay?
Oh, yeah, I will. I will get on that in the coming days, Tom. What's on your mind? What you talking about today?
Oh, what's on my mind? I really can't talk about it on the radio, Joe. Come on. But as far as the radio program itself is concerned, about what, 400,000 people at Taste of Buffalo over the weekend. And one of the things that I want to get into on the program is you would go downtown in Buffalo more often if. And when we were talking about the idea that Mickey Kearns might get into the mayor's race, of course, I don't know where that stands right now. But when we talked about it, a number of people called in and said, if he did, he should make this a law and order election, and he should make it about crime and public safety. So I'm trying to figure out if people who live in the burbs, if there's just nothing downtown for you that you really want to see, if there are things downtown that you'd like to do, but you've got a fear of crime, you don't see a police presence, or is it the parking situation? Last time I went downtown, I got dinged for a nice $20 park here lot. That was nice for an hour and a half thing.
I mean, and you have to preload the app. So, you know, you parking and then, well, where is this $2 going? I don't know when I'm going to be parking downtown again.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, parking obviously is the wormwood of many people in cities all across America. So, you know, again, is it the parking? Is it just a lack of something you want to do? Do you park at the UB and go see McCartney at the arena by taking the Metro Rail? What do you do?
I would say this, you know, Tom, next March, downtown Buffalo is going to be in the spotlight again. And whoever the mayor is, you know, are you gonna make sure the police presence is down there? Are you gonna let violence continue to go on when you have all these people from out of town for the NCAA rounds 1 and 2? I mean, big test for downtown Buffalo, which has not gotten the most positive media in the last few months.
Oh, I'm sure that whoever is mayor is going to be smart enough to at least have a police presence and high visibility law enforcement at such a prominent, I don't want to say festival, but a prominent national sporting event.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, because that's in my opinion, that's one of the kind of things you can kind of get people back on your good side. If people from the burbs, like you said, come down and see, okay, there's police. I'm seeing this. I feel safe right now. I mean, that is a time. You want to talk about a rebounding of downtown. You get a beautiful opportunity in March. And unfortunately, so many times, Buffalo just swings and misses.
Yeah, so what brings you downtown? What would bring you downtown more? And something else I'm going to try to work in, Joe, and I don't know if I'm going to have time. I hope I do, but it's really hot and humid, and the air is a little bit particulate-laden, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
And there is a problem with people in the local music industry in Buffalo passing out on stage. Happened to my brother last week. Happened to one of the guys in West of the Mark over the weekend. Happened to a friend of mine in another band, even in 2024. And the issue of dehydration. Those of us in the media, you know, we're always saying, make sure you hydrate, drink plenty of water. And I wonder how many people in the real world have actually had dehydration experiences, and how much water do you drink on a day like this? Oh, yeah. I love that topic.
Yeah. I mean, today, Tom, because it's so hot and I plan to be outside after the show, I have used the restroom, you know, 3 miles from the studio every commercial break because, yeah, I like to make sure I'm hydrated. I don't want to be out there with my son and then, you know, he's wondering what happened to Dad.
Yeah, we got to talk to you about those energy drinks, though, Joe.
Hey, Tom.
You're just rotting your insides away, babe.
They are out. I've replaced it with this lemon lime seltzer. No calories, no carbs. It's just carbonated water with a natural flavoring.
You did say that. I'm sorry. I think I'm talking to the old Joe. This is the new healthy Joe. Well, make sure it's Bobby approved, bro. Bobby approved.
The problem
it's an app. It's an app. Bobby approved. You scan everything you're going to buy at the grocery store to make sure if it is healthy or not.
Here's the thing, Tom. The real test is, can I get through the football season without getting myself back on the energy drinks? And I think because of the energy I found with my recent weight loss, I think I'll be okay. But that is the real test. September will be the test.
Yeah. Well, there's long drives to Virginia. We'll see.
We will see. Hey, Tom, looking forward to you right after the news with Tom Puckett. Thank you, everyone, for the calls and the texts. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Again, stay tuned. Tom Bowerly is up next after Tom Puckett here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.